Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. There is no thing as time, right? Time is made up. There's no past. There's no present. There's no future. Really, really not true. We just don't know a lot about science. We're really ignorant. So we really buy in to a whole bunch of things that just don't even exist. So we just, that part of you is ego, really frustrated, not in the endless, not in the light, not in consciousness. There's nothing creative in there. There's nothing loving in there. There's nothing that feels good in there. It's very, a lot of pressure in there, right? It's so simple. It's so not complex. You're either in the mask, you're in the story, you're in the being somebody, or you're nobody. You're nobody, nowhere, in no time. All potential exists in the empty space, and all that actually exists is empty space. This is why everyone should study a little bit of science. This is why everybody should know more about quantum physics and space and astronomy, right? Everyone should read Einstein. You don't have to study meditation. Just study Einstein. Just read about how the universe works. Just read about energy. Just read about consciousness. Just read about how our bodies work. Just read about the rhythms of, you know, the way that the sun and the moon and the stars are all literally being charted by your 55 trillion cells. We just are totally connected to the top layer of the ocean, right? That really frenetic part of mind. We're operating from this level of mind, the superficial level of mind, rather than deep dive, like go down with the scuba gear, like into self, like into the orbit of self, right? It's really one move. It's one question. It's, am I aware? Where am I right now? Where am I right now? Like, I am in a story. Whoa. I feel this small. I feel this separate from everything else. I feel like I'm running out of time. I'm in time. Oh my God. I'm in a made up thing called time and space right now. I'm in it. I'm living by it. Right. And it's like, well, you're doing that with what? You're doing that with a preschooler's understanding of how this actually works. Like it's amazing how much we just don't give it up for truth. Just bow to the truth. I mean, it's such a relief when we know how this actually works. So this is beautiful because this is the conversation that all of us are having all the time. But when I am looking around sometimes I have this thought because I have a whole thing too, right? I have a whole set of program that runs software. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like, zombies have like taken over our heads, right? Because depending on the story that we're all living from, there is this constant like, well, here's how much room is here, but here's how much room is in here. We spend and leak so much bandwidth. We could get so much more out of our experience if we just set it down every morning, really set it down. So we make a deal with ourselves and we're like, nope, 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 no. I know how busy I am. I'm so busy, but I refuse to get up from my meditation until I have a second. It can even be a second. I mean, how long is an orgasm, right? It could be 13 seconds, 35 seconds. It's enough to feel so good that it makes it so worth it, right? That's all you need. I'm not getting up from my practice until I get 15 seconds where I drop this program. Yeah. I'm dropping this program because I don't want the same predictable day. I don't want to be feeding my body. I don't want to be sick, actually. I don't want to feed my body this. This is not good. It's not getting me anywhere. And all the good shit, everything I want, because everything you said, I'm afraid of what people will think that I think I'm too much, all of those things. Who are those people? You. It's only you. They don't exist. This is what's amazing. They don't exist. All of those people out there, they're all having a projection experience of their own. We have no control over it. None. Zero. Zilch. You will never figure out just how to be so cunning to get their cosine. They won't do it. You can't control it. They are responsible for their perception. And we're unhooked from it. So the only person you're really up against is this part of you that's saying, I'm going to tell you the truth. You're too much. And you think you are. And you're carrying that. And you're carrying this part of you that's like, and if you got visible, I'm not here for it. I think you're full of shit. That's inside of you. When you make peace with that and you have this delicious feeling of real self-love, which is God's love, which is the true self, which is the source, which is all that really you want, is for this creator of the universe to give you a stamp of approval and say, it's not you, it's me. Give it up. Be my vehicle. Be my lamp.
Yeah.
That's all you want. You want to work for the one and only. That's all we all want to do. Feels so good because we know it. We're like, and everybody is in that video game. Everyone's trying to get home to that place. It's all inside of all of us. And so there will be people when you actually stand in that who will be so triggered. It's that scene in Good Will Hunting where he gives him a hug and he's like, not you. I can't believe you do this to me. Don't you dare hug me. Don't you do this to me. Not you, man. Right? And it's like that hug. He's like, it's not your fault. It's the most painful feeling in the world. Because in that moment, he lets in that hug. All the shame, all the unworthiness. It's like putting peroxide on a wound. It's like, ooh, that's the most painful scene. And it's so beautiful. That's the breakthrough, right? So all the people who are going to say to you, you think you're too much, those are people who don't know who they really are. They do think they're too much because they're giving themselves all the credit. The moon has no light. It just reflects the light of the sun. We are made of it. If anything beautiful gets made, you know, you listen to Rainbow Connection, you listen to that song, or you listen to, I don't know, watch the movie Moonstruck, or sit and look at the Statue of David, or walk through the streets of Jerusalem. And anything you look at that brings tears to your eyes is because someone moved out of the way. Someone was willing, right? So the ego is going to make it all about you, what you need to do, your visibility. Is it really you? Or can you get clean around that? Do you really want to have a show? Do you want the world to know a lot about you? Or do you want to be a vehicle for what's real in this world? I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.